Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Giustina. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok, on a Monday morning. And Alan, a great show on Saturday night at the Linda.
We did. We had a great time. Laurie Wyatt and Mike Nix were in terrific shape. The Berkshire Ramblers were as good as they've ever been. And I have to tell you, the audience sang like crazy. It was a wonderful tribute to Pete and to his memory, and we had a great time.
From good news to maybe not so good news, Ukrainian government on Sunday for the first time sent its security services to confront armed pro-Russian militants who took over a police station in the country's east, this according to Ukrainian officials, Alan.
Let's take a look at the whole thing and how it went. The now disgraced president of Ukraine, Yanukovych, left. But right before he did, you may remember he was going to sign a trade pact and economic pact with Europe and the Europeans in the market. But then, inexplicably, he changed his mind and said he wouldn't do it. That led to a lot of people in the streets yelling that this is what we want. We want to be closer to the Europeans than to the Russians. Obviously, something happened that we don't really know about. But clearly, Yanukovych knew that if he betrayed his Russian friends, there would be hell to pay. That hell has now come about. It's sort of the Western powers versus the Russians. The Russians are saying, look, Ukraine was in our sphere of influence. We resent this, and we're not going to allow it to happen. You can't listen to a word Putin says because it's so clear what he means. He's going to make sure one way or the other that Ukraine stays within the Russian sphere of influence, or at least mainly within that sphere. And the other forces on the other side are saying no. So that's where we are now, clearly, with all of those soldiers and everything else, and then all of these provocations that are being made, in which police stations are being taken over and other places are being taken over, with thousands and tens of thousands of Russian forces on the other side. It's quite clear that with Putin, you have to know when he's lying, and that's when his lips are moving.
Let's talk about casinos for a second, Alan. Friday was the deadline for casino bidders to submit questions to the New York Gaming Commission. They'll have to submit $1 million application fee. And we have right here in our region, off exit 23 of the thruway, a $300 to $400 million proposed casino.
That's right. And now there's talk about the OTB cooperating on it. Look, you have to come up with $1 million to make the application. And if somebody wants this, and I don't know who that somebody could be, because I just don't know. Whatever's happening, there are forces at work here that we don't always know about. So the lack of information as to who and what and how and why and who's behind, that's another whole story. But when people want it to happen, somehow it happens. And it's beginning to smell to me like there's going to be a casino in the Albany area.